Amen. Praise God. Know that we are living in an age that they refer to as, amen, praise God, a technological age, praise God, where, amen, there is, amen, a progression of learning at such a rate and speed, amen, nowadays that the world has not hitherto known. Amen, praise God, amen, praise God. You get applications and updates on, amen, praise God, amen, hardware and systems that operate, praise God, in, amen, praise God, computers, amen, and you get that update today, and before, amen, 2 or 3 months, there is another update, and then another update, and amen, praise God, because they are constantly growing and changing, amen, praise God, in the things, and amen, praise God, and in the information that they have to share. Amen, praise God. It is, amen, praise God, due to the fact that there is, amen, praise God, information available now to every individual almost in the world because of the World Wide Web. You can be in, amen, praise God, and sometimes it may amaze you to look, praise God, at third world countries where, amen, the living, amen, conditions are not so good to look upon, but if you look at those that live there, you see that they got cell phones, can you say amen? And amen, praise God, and while they may not be living in the best of conditions, praise God, they're still able to be in touch with what's going on in the world. And so, praise God, amen, it seems like that there is, amen, praise God, no area, praise God, in our life that we have not been affected by, amen, the increase, amen, praise God, of knowledge. Amen, praise God. And the Bible talks about learning on learnings, amen, just for learning's sake. Solomon, praise God, amen, in his wisdom again, amen, in the book of Ecclesiastes, told us of the writing of many books, there is no end. Amen. And he told us, praise God, that much study is a weariness to the flesh. But Solomon had a conclusion, amen, out of all of the learning and all of the studying, praise God, he concluded that what we need to do is fear God and keep his commandments. Why? Because this is the whole duty. You better praise him. You want to know what you got to do? You got to fear God and keep his commandments. That's what your charge is. So it ain't about just death and taxes. Can you say amen? It's also about fearing God and keeping his commandments. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Amen. We hear God commenting on the wisdom or the knowledge of the world. Amen. Saying of us, praise God, that they are ever learning. Can you say amen? But amen. The course of that learning, praise God, seeks to leave God out of the picture. And while we are ever learning, praise God, on that course, amen, we are never able to come to the knowledge of truth. Can we say amen? And so, praise God, there is a wisdom that is the wisdom of the world, and there is a wisdom, praise God, concerning our God and our Creator. And needless to say, praise God, we want to be, amen, aware, amen, praise God, of the wisdom of God and our Creator. And so when Solomon begins to write this book of Proverbs, if you look back there in chapter number 1, our text came from verse number 3. But amen, praise God, you hear, amen, Solomon saying in the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. amen, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. And so, praise God, we hear, praise God, from Solomon, praise God, that there is, amen, praise God, something to be learned from God. Amen. Why? Because, amen, praise God, wisdom instructs. And we as, amen, praise God, the people of God, especially as the people of God, need to hear the instruction of wisdom. Amen. Wisdom has something to tell us. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. And amen. If we take heed, hallelujah, praise God, to, amen, praise God, what wisdom has to say, then, praise God, we will be blessed by the instruction of wisdom. So we need to hear, praise God, what God has to say to us. And before, praise God, we get in the mode of hearing, praise God, we've got to understand, praise God, that the source, amen, of true wisdom is God himself. If there is any wisdom, if there is true knowledge and understanding, it comes from God and from God alone. You ought to give him a praise. Can you say amen? And so, praise God, God wants us to know, praise God, amen, praise God, that you won't get smart, amen, the way you need to be smart, amen, in the encyclopedia or on the web. Can we say amen? And while there is information there, amen, it's not the information, amen, praise God, that you will need to get eternal life. Y'all need to praise him this morning. Can you say amen? And so Solomon lets us know, praise God, that the source of wisdom is God. Amen, praise God. God is, amen, the source, amen, praise God, of wisdom that we need. And because he is the source, then we don't need to go anywhere else but to come to God. You want to be smart? You want to know something? Then, praise God, you need to go to God, because God has wisdom. Amen. Praise God. For whatever your circumstance may be, God has an answer. You are praising today. Can you say amen? And so, praise God. Amen. He, that is Solomon, praise God, let us know that instruction comes, amen, from wisdom, and wisdom comes from God. Can we say thank you, Jesus? And so it is, praise God, that God, amen, praise God, lets us know, as Job testifies, that, amen, praise God, he and he alone, that is God, is the repository of wisdom. So we got to go to God to get it. Can you say amen? Thank God that God, amen, praise God, ain't holding it all for himself. Can you say amen? Amen. You know how some people get a little stuff and they don't want to give you nothing. Can you say amen? Amen. They might know how, but they want you to struggle and find out how on your own, because they don't want to share. Can you say amen? But thank God our God ain't like that. He wants you to know, amen, praise God, wisdom. He wants you to know instruction. Why? Because it's going to bless your life. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God, because God wants us to know. Amen, praise God. He made it clear in his word. Amen, praise God, that I am the one who has the wisdom, and amen, praise God, you can't get it nowhere else. You've got to come to me, and if you come to me, guess what? I'm willing to give you wisdom, amen, directly from myself. Y'all ought to praise God. You say amen. Lord have mercy. If God is willing to give, amen, wisdom directly to anybody, why in the world could there be so many dumb folk when God is out there giving out wisdom to anybody? is the God, amen, praise God, that will give wisdom to anybody who lacks wisdom. And if you don't have wisdom, you can get it. All you got to do is go and ask God. And if you go and ask God for wisdom, he will give it to you. Can you say amen? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Well, if God is that open to give wisdom out to anybody, it seems like a whole lot more folk would be in a relationship with God, because wisdom will teach you, amen, that God has the answer to every one of your problems. It doesn't matter how difficult it might seem, God got an answer. And if you go to God, he'll give you the answer. Can you say amen? We think, hallelujah, praise God, we got to have a long formula. Can you say amen? We think, praise God, amen, praise God, we got to graduate, amen, this institution and that one, that's all good in its place. But let me tell you, amen, praise God, I can give you a few letters that can solve every one of your problems. Can you say amen? All I got to do is say J-E-S-U-S. Can you say J-E-S-U-S? Five letters. Can you say amen? We'll answer every problem in your life. You can take these five letters and you can put it in your circumstances, and I guarantee you, amen, praise God, that Jesus can work it out if you let him. Can we say amen? And so, amen, it is not about God holding back, amen, wisdom. He's willing to give it to anybody that asks. And he left the record, hallelujah, that he will give liberally. That means, praise God, that he'll let you know that he's able here and here and there and there and everywhere. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. And so we find out then that the problem is not inaccessibility to wisdom. The problem is not God's willingness to give us wisdom. Can you say amen? Because if you ask it, you can get it. Can we say amen? Amen, praise God. The problem is not that there is not sufficient wisdom, because God got wisdom, praise God, for whatever the circumstance it may be. He knows how to do it all. Tell your neighbor, he don't know how to do just some of it. He know how to do all of it. Can you say amen? There ain't no problem you can bring my God that he's not able to work it out. Y'all better praise him. Can you say amen? And so the problem, amen, praise God, is not in these areas, but the problem is that when God tell us, we don't want to believe him. Can you say amen? When God tell us, amen, I am your deliverer, we still looking somewhere else for our deliverance. When God tell us, I'm your way maker, amen, we still trying to make a way, hallelujah, other than God. When God tell us, you can't do nothing without me, we still trying to do it on our own. And wisdom is speaking, but we don't want to hear the instruction of wisdom. But wisdom, amen, praise God, is letting us know, hallelujah, that the wisdom of the world will not bring you into the relationship with God that you need. Sometimes you got to forget what you know. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, amen, what it look like ain't what it is all the time. Sometime, amen, praise God, you know that 4,000 folk cannot eat off of seven loaves of bread and a few false missing. Can you say amen? You know, are y'all hearing me? That 5,000 cannot eat off of two fishes and five loaves of bread. Can you say amen? Amen. That don't make no sense. Can you say amen? But tell your neighbor, sometime you gotta forget what you know and just bring what you got and put it in the hand of the Lord. Can you say amen? When we begin to try to figure it
discouraged because God don't operate by the rules that we operate by. His ways are not our ways. Somebody ought to pray. Amen. We don't do like you and I do. We are hindered by some things. Can you say amen? But guess what? There ain't nothing that can stand in my God's way. Whenever he get ready to do something, amen, he just does it. Y'all better pray in him. Can you say amen? And so praise God. Wisdom teaches us that we cannot know God by the wisdom that is in the world, because God has ordained that the world by wisdom would not know him. God don't want you to know him logically. He wants you to know him by faith. Y'all better praise him. Can you say amen? Hello, somebody. Amen. Logically. Amen. Praise God. Amen. A man that's been dead for 4 days ain't gonna see life no more. Can you say amen? Maybe we might have, amen, even in our day, saying that if he was dead maybe 3 or 4 minutes, that might be different. Can you say amen? And with all of our technology and the wisdom of us, can you say amen? Amen. If you're dead more than 4 minutes, amen, you'd have lost your brain function. Amen. And if they're able, amen, to do anything for you, you will be only a vegetable. Can you say amen? But I'm telling you, God don't operate like we are. Y'all better praise him. Can you say amen? Because God can show up 4 days later and a dead man that's been dead for 4 whole days, been dead long enough to be stinking. Can you say amen? But Jesus shows up and everybody, amen, Mary and Martha is saying, Lord, if you only had been here, amen, but you're here now, but it's too late. But amen, that's world wisdom. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, world wisdom, amen, got a time limit. Oh God, world wisdom, I tell you, you coulda and you shoulda, and if you had woulda, amen, maybe you would be all right. But you done passed the threshold. Amen, your launch window is past you by. Amen, but I'm so glad, amen, that my God controls everything. Y'all better pray to him. Hello, somebody. If God want to stop the sun and the moon in the place where it is, he can do that. Can we say amen? Amen. If Joshua need a victory in the valley of Ajalon, he can tell God, work in my behalf. And God can make time stand still. Can you say amen? Lord, have mercy. Amen. That's what my God can do. He can hold up the sun. He can hold up the moon. And if that ain't enough, can you say amen? When Hezekiah, amen, wanted an affirmation, are y'all hearing that what you told me you gonna do? God said, what you want me to do? Can you say amen? Lord, I like a God like that. Can you say amen? What you want me to do? Amen. You want me to send the sun down a little bit early? Can you say amen? But Hezekiah said, Can you say amen? That could be explained away. But you know what? I want you to back it up. Can you say amen? Got that sun. Can you say amen? And sure enough, are y'all hearing me? God calls the sun to back up 10 degrees. Are y'all hearing me? Amen. God is instructing us. Amen. And wisdom is letting us know that we cannot depend on what we think we know. Because what you think you know ain't always accurate. Can you say amen? Hello, somebody. There was a time when men thought the world was slack. Can you say amen? There was a time, or y'all hear me, when men thought if they cut you and let you bleed, that you could bleed out your disease. There was time, or y'all hear me, when men were in darkness and they have come to a better revelation now. But the God that I serve, he ain't never been in darkness. He always has known that he alone is all that we need. But we have not always realized that it's only God that I need. But I'm getting here for a minute to remind you that wisdom says God is all you need. You better pray. Can you say amen? Wisdom says, amen, that if you know God, he will fight for you. If you know God, he'll make a way for you. If you know God, he will move in your behalf. Y'all better praise him. Hallelujah. Wisdom says, hallelujah, if God told you, he would do it. Hold on to a promise of God. It go, because whatever he said, he will do it. Y'all better praise him. Can you say amen? So if he said he would deliver, guess what? He will deliver. We gotta believe him. And while we are waiting on him to do what he said he would do, we ought to be glad that he said. He said he would too. We ought to be glad that he said that he would do it. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. What are you telling me, preacher? I'm telling you, you ain't got to wait. Hallelujah. Till he do it. But just because he said he would do it. Just because he said he would do it. I got a reason. Can you say amen? Lord have mercy. Hallelujah. I told y'all before, I believed in Santa Claus still, Lord. I was 8 or 9 years old. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And when I found out, amen, mom, tell me, and I didn't know it was mom. Can you say amen? Amen. For God, but mom, tell me Santa Claus don't bring you something. And she told me Santa Claus don't bring me this. My heart, I ain't seen the bicycle yet. I ain't laid eyes on it. Can you say thank you, Jesus? But just because she told me Santa Claus don't bring it, man, I was good. I was good. Why? Because my hope and my expectation is that when I woke up on that Christmas morning, I was going to see that hallelujah bicycle. Can you say amen? What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying to you, just God's word alone. Amen. Just his word. Tell your neighbor, that's enough. Amen. If God said he'd do it, that's enough. Amen. I can shout. Anybody can shout on the word. Just shout on the word. Can you say amen? Anybody can be glad just because God said he would do it. Just because God said he will make a way. I'm going to praise him to the Lord. Amen. Just because he said, I never seen the righteous forsaken, I'm going to praise him for that. Just because he let me know he would never leave me or forsake me, I can praise him for that. For the very word of God causes us to be able to praise him. It is the instruction that wisdom gives us. Can you say amen? Wisdom teaches us. Can you say thank you, Jesus, that there is no bondage that the Son cannot deliver from? Can you say amen? Amen. I don't care how long you've been tied up. That ain't the problem. Can you say amen? I don't care. care how hard the chains are, that ain't the problem. Can you say amen? I don't care. Amen. Praise God. Amen. How many, amen, demons are fighting against you? Hello, somebody. There's a testimony, amen, in the Word of God. Amen. For the one that was among the tombstones. Can you say amen? That's where some of us come from. I'm from the tombstone. Can you say amen? We was in dead men's land. Can you say amen? Wasn't nothing living around where we are. And if it was living, we had some way of killing. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Amen. And guess what? In the tombstone, amen, he was by himself. Amen. But he wasn't happy. Can you say amen? Amen. Crying day and night. Hello, somebody. Amen. The world, amen, comes, amen, to believe that if they get enough things, it will stop them from crying. Can you say amen? Amen. But hallelujah, when they find out that I got this thing and I got that thing and I got that thing and I got that thing and I'm still crying. Can you say amen? They don't realize that you don't need those things. Amen. To find joy. Amen. Because God is the repository of the joy that we need. And wisdom says, amen, if you're sad, then you ought to come to God for the joy of the Lord. It is our strength. Somebody ought to praise him again. Can we say amen? Go short, amen, today. But amen, the long and the short of it is that whatever your circumstance may be, wisdom is speaking to you in that circumstance, and wisdom is pointing to God, our Savior. Amen. And what is wisdom telling us? Believe him. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God want you to believe in him. Amen. God want you to believe in him. Amen. As praise God, the writer told us, it was the plan of God that the world by wisdom would not know him. It was God's plan that through the foolishness, amen, of preaching to them that believe, amen, God would give the instruction of wisdom. Anybody foolish enough, amen, to believe that God will do everything he said he would do. Amen. Well, the reality is, if you that foolish, you ain't foolish at all. But the reality is, you are wise. God can do anything but fail. Can we say amen? And because we have a God that is, amen, successful in everything that he does, how in the world could you ever believe that your little puny problem that you bring to him, that he's not able to work it out? After all, he made the heavens and the earth. After all, are y'all here? He put the sun and the moon in place. He is the one that stood on the boat and spoke to the wind and said, peace, be still. Amen. Praise God. And you got, amen, this little issue, that little issue, that little issue. Can you say amen? And God is saying, is that all you got? Lord have mercy. I thought, amen, you had something. Can you say amen? God said, that all you got? Amen. You worried about a light bill? All you got, Lord have mercy, amen. You're worried about, amen, whether you're gonna be working next week. If I live, because I gave you life, if I live, you live. Say amen. Tell your neighbor, don't worry glory. God got it. Yes, amen. We bring him our Lord relationship problem. Oh Lord, that's my relationship. And God said, that's all you got. Can you say amen? I'm the one you need to love. God don't cut no slack. He tell you how to do everything. He warn you. He tell you how to do it. Can you say amen? Why? Because he don't want you to have no excuse. Can you say amen? Why? God tell you how to do it. If you want to love him, he tell you how to do it. Love him with all your heart. Love him with all your mind. Love him with all your strength. Love him with everything. They ain't loving him. Not like, amen, he want them to love him. Cause amen, to love God with all your mind. Then you wake up with a passion. Then you wake up with a desire. Amen, to give God the glory. Somebody ought to pray. Anybody feel like praying? Anybody feel like of danger. Can you say amen? Amen. When men are working, amen, it can be dangerous. But when God is working, you can fall up there. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, I want to be where God is working. Wherever God is working, amen, there is joy. Y'all better pray. No warning. You can pray. your voice and shout hallelujah. It'll cause you to lift up your voice and tell God to thank you. Listen, amen. Sometimes, amen, we are held back because we won't give up. Amen. The praise to God. Can you say amen? Amen. But listen, amen. I'm here to encourage you. I don't care how. Amen. Low your circumstances. Still give God high praise. Can you say amen? Why are you praising me? You're still alive, ain't you? Amen. Give him the glory. Why are you praising him? You ain't been cut off. Why are you praising him? Amen. You still got an opportunity to see the Lord into your life. Why are you praising him? Amen. It ain't about sometimes what I got, but it's about what I'm going to get. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, it ain't always about where I am, but it's about where I'm going. Anybody know you the redeemed of the Lord? Anybody know you on your way to glory? If you can't praise him on the way to glory, Lord have mercy, how are you going to praise him in glory? If you can't praise him on the way to glory, how are you going to praise him in glory? Had songs that they sung. Can you say amen? Amen. The songs of praises, the high hills. Can you say amen? And they sung these songs as they went toward Jerusalem. Can you say amen? Oh, y'all hear me? They didn't wait till they got in Jerusalem. Can you say amen? But along the way, they began to sing the song unto the Lord as they approached the city. How many know we going to a heavenly Jerusalem? Tell your name, you ain't got to wait till you get there. Lord, but wisdom said, amen, sing on your journey. Tell your neighbor, sing on your journey. Sing on your journey. Sing on your journey. If you sing on your journey, you won't feel all the weight. If you sing on your journey, you won't be depressed. If you sing on your journey, it'll lift up your heart. If you sing on your journey, before you know it, you'll be at your destination. Can you say amen?
Wonderful Savior.
Hear the instructions.
Wonderful Savior.
Wisdom. Because wisdom has something to say to
it
us.
Does.
Wisdom speaks, amen, out of the abundance of the knowledge of God. And so, praise God, don't shrug it off. Don't throw it off. Amen. But hear the instruction of wisdom.
Amen.
Only God is wise.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. A fool can speak the word of God.
Okay.
Are y'all hearing me?
Amen.
And if he stand on that word,
witness.
He's wise. He ain't got to
lie.
Amen.
A lot of times we put stock in our word. Put stock in his
word. Yeah, put your word.
Because that will never fail.
Thank you.
That will never come short. God only is wise.
Yes, sir.
Instruction teaches us.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is willing to give you the wisdom.
Yes.
He'll tell you what you need to do.
Yes.
Challenge you.
I'm telling you.
Go to God and say, Lord, you said.
That's right.
Wonderful Savior.
You said.
Yes, Lord.
Then if I ask you,
yes.
Y'all want to know how to acknowledge him in all your ways? Go to him and ask him.
Yes.
Go to him.
Amen.
You said.
That's what I do.
You would give me.
Hallelujah.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
And God got to come up with it.
Yes, He did.
He got to come up with it. He got to come up with it. I don't know what to do, Lord. Give me wisdom.
Yes.
I don't know, Lord. Give me wisdom. This ain't just for church folks.
I'm telling you.
Amen.
I'm a witness.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Because, amen, wisdom had to speak to you to get you saved.
That's right.
Amen.
Wisdom said, why are you going to die when you can live?
Yes.
Why would you die when kingdom glory. And I laid out in my word what you got to do.
Thank you, Lord.
I already told you, God always tell you.
He always tells you. He does.
He tell you what he wants. He tell you how to do it. Amen. God, there's no place to go to find that God make requirements and didn't tell them how to do it. So why in the world we get to 2017 and think men got the answer? Men ain't got no answer. You got to go to the word of the Lord. What did the Lord say? He said, repent, get baptized in the name of Jesus, and I'll fill you with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
You say, thank you, Jesus.
And amen.
Got to hear the instruction of wisdom. Amen, praise God. Men say, amen, praise God. Amen, praise God. It can't be. It won't work. It can't happen.
That's what they say. I'm a witness.
Amen, praise God. But wisdom says, amen, praise God. God is greater.
Hallelujah.
Doesn't matter. God is greater. And if I'm in the will of God, you cannot stop me.
No, you can't stop me.
I'm sorry.
I'm telling you.
You can get everybody in the world, and I ain't even armed.
Oh,
and, but you can't stop me. Can you say thank you? And that's not just me. That's any child of God.
Any child.
If you're in the will of God, nothing can stop you.
Ain't nothing. Ain't nothing.
Can you say thank you? And if I die, I live.
Amen. Amen.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
You think the jihadists are the only ones?
I'm telling you.
They can't. But I got six. Can you say thank you, Jesus? They ain't scared to die, but they don't know nothing. Can you say thank you, Jesus? I ain't scared to die because I know something. Can you say thank you, Jesus? So amen, praise God. What you scared of? Dying? That means you get to go to glory. Just scared of. I know y'all watch the movies. What they say in the movie? What do you think? You going to live forever? Hello, somebody. Lord, have mercy. But we tiptoeing around death. Oh, Lord, death.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Lord, have mercy. Amen. If I die, I'm in glory.
I'm with the Lord.
And you say, thank you, Jesus. So what? The enemy can't intimidate
you with God.
Amen. For you. Listen to the jihadists. They strap that stuff on them. Amen. They ain't dead yet, but they put the stuff on them to kill them. Amen. Can you say? And they figure they gonna take their enemy out. They don't want to die. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Man, where's that child of God to see if I can take the enemy out? I don't mind dying. And you know who our enemy is, don't you? Not your brother and sister. And you say, thank you, Jesus. Where's that child of God that would put on, strap on, amen, the word of God? Amen, praise God. Amen, praise God. Strap on, amen, praise God. Them bombs. Boom. Acts 2:38. Boom. John 3:16. Are y'all hearing me? Boom, boom. Who is that? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Why? Because I'm already dead. Yes, amen. Already dead.
Alright.
Yeah. But instruction, wisdom is speaking, teaching us, and telling us. And when we listen to wisdom, you're going to stop being scared.
I'm telling you.
Stop being afraid.
Oh, my God.
Stop worrying. You're going to get saved. If you listen to the instruction of wisdom, amen, you're going to realize God ain't giving you no spirit of fear. You're going to walk like just like God said. You're going to walk boldly. And you say, amen. Amen. I don't care if my wallet is sticking out. You say thank you. If God let him take it, guess what? He got you. And you say thank you. They count on a thousand. You say thank you. So I ain't saying, Lord, I ain't trying to test you. No, I ain't doing it. Can you say amen? Amen. If it's gone, it's gone. Amen. Praise God. But what won't be gone is God. Can you say amen? And if God is the supplier of what I got before, guess what? I just go back to him and say, Lord, they took that. Give me some more. Can you say thank you? They took that. Give me some more.
Thank you, Jesus. And amen, praise God. And sometimes God says, I'm going to give you more than what you
need.
And you say, thank you, Jesus, just because you trusted me.
Oh, hallelujah.
Just
hallelujah.
You trusted me. So wisdom is giving instruction. Amen, praise God. And we are to hear the instruction of wisdom.
Yes.
It's time to be saved.
Yes.
It's time to have a biblical salvation.
Yes.
It's time to stop walking scared. Can you say thank you,
Jesus?
Amen, praise God. It's time to know, praise God, that if God be for us, who can be against us? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God. It's time to know that there is a good thing in living for God.
Yes.
A good thing.
Yes.
Amen, praise God, in living for him. Because no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. So be encouraged. I don't care if they talk about you.
Amen.
I don't care if they throw bricks or stones. It doesn't matter. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God. If you a true child of God, you've probably been hit.
I can show you.
They just throw the brick. They hit you.
Yeah.
And say thank you, Jesus. And say thank you, Jesus. I know somebody, but guess what? Amen, bro. You still here. Still walk up with a lot of praise. And you say amen. The devil didn't take you.
No.
So God wants us to hear the instruction of wisdom. It'll work for you. It'll make you stronger.
Yes.
It'll make you better. It will make you closer to God.
Yes.
So the counsel from God, amen, through Solomon to us, is to hear the instruction of wisdom. God bless
you. Beautiful.
Give God praise. Come on, give him praise.